Hey there, friend, and welcome to the You Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Mindy Hancock, and I am so glad you are listening in today. Authenticity truly happens when you let go of all the things you think you need to be. Each episode, we'll talk everything from mindset, motivation, inspiration, tough love, anxiety, mental health, and so much more. Rest assured, you can take the tools and strategies in this podcast and apply them to start living your most purposeful life out loud. All right, let's settle in for the goodness that is to come in this episode. Okay, really quick, I just wanted to make sure that you are aware that I have one spot available in my one-on-one coaching to start in March. If you have been wanting to get in with coaching with me, now is the time to book, not only because I only have one spot, but because my pricing is increasing on Sunday, the 21st. So if you want this last spot, you can lock it in. As long as it's locked in before the 21st, you will have it at my current pricing that's on my website. After that, it is going up and it will stay that price. So if you have been wanting to get in with me for one-on-one coaching and helping with your anxiety and your mindset and limiting beliefs and just really helping you own your anxiety instead of letting it own you, I am here to help you and serve you and support you. All you need to do is just DM me over on Instagram, or you can book a free discovery call with the link in the show notes. Hello, and welcome back to episode 3 of 3. So this is a 3-part series, and this is your 3rd part. So today on the podcast, we are talking about creating your anxiety toolkit or your anxiety toolbox. So the cool thing is that if you have not listened to the first 2 episodes in this, I want you to stop and go ahead and do that, because the cool thing is those are going to lead up to this podcast. So this podcast is going to be pretty short and to the point, just because there's not a lot to cover in this topic, but I do want to make sure that you have listened to the part 1 and part 2 of this 3-part series. So part 1, we talk about what is anxiety, what happens in your body, what happens in your brain, what literally happens inside of your brain with your amygdala and your prefrontal cortex. And we go really into the science part of the brain. And so that is in the first part of the first episode, the first part of the 3-part series. So if you haven't listened to that one, go back, listen to that one. The second one is all about identifying your triggers. So what actually triggers your anxiety? So yes, someone can have generalized anxiety. Someone can have anxiety just on a regular basis, not really triggered by any particular thing, but there are a lot of us that have triggers, or there may be things that make your anxiety a little bit higher, even your generalized anxiety a little bit higher. So if you're unfamiliar with what an anxiety trigger might be, or maybe you're not sure what your triggers could be, you might want to go listen to that second episode of this series, because that's going to explain it a little bit more there. I'm not going to go into triggers or anything on this episode. We're strictly going to be talking about that anxiety toolkit. So if you, again, have not listened to those first 2, go listen to those. And now let's go ahead and jump right on in to what you can do when it comes to calming your anxiety. So why do you need an anxiety toolbox? So the thing is that we have anxiety, and I'm going to go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm clearing my throat, and that is so rude. But I'm going to say that a lot of times we think that anxiety, that there's something wrong with us when we have anxiety, and that this is something that I have to deal with. But I want you to know that this anxiety toolkit that we're going to talk about today is a strategy. Imagine it as this imaginary box of tricks or tools that you can have that are going to help you work with your anxiety versus against your anxiety. So this is going to actually help you in the long term. So once you understand your triggers, understand why you get anxious or what certain things cause your anxiety to be a little bit more heightened, what can you do to help prevent that, or what can you do to help manage it? So how do you know what works for you? The only way you're going to know what works for you is if you try it. So if I give you an idea of a particular tool you could add to your toolbox today, and you're like, nope, Mindy, that is not going to work for me, I'm going to ask you to ask yourself, have I truly tried this method or tried this strategy? If you have not, I urge you just to try it. You're right. It may not work for you, but if it does, it's one that you can add to your toolkit or your toolbox, okay? So again, we'll get to those things in a minute, but you're not going to know what works for you unless you actually try something. So when do I bust out my toolbox, okay? So let's just think about all the reasons why you might get anxious. So think about your own personal triggers, because at this point, if you're listening to this episode, you should know those. You should know what your triggers are. You should know those things that make you anxious. You should know those things that make your anxiety a little bit more heightened. You should know what that is now. So what that means is that when do I need to pull out my toolbox? When do I need to pull out these strategies and these methods to help me? Well, there's a couple of different ways. One is you can be looking and planning for something that's coming up that you know is going to cause you anxiety. Maybe you have social anxiety. Maybe you have anxiety in large crowds. So you know that you're anticipating this event that you have to go to, that you know yourself that type of environment gives you a lot of anxiety. So you know that you aren't able to not be there. You have to go. Maybe it's something that is like you really need to go. It's a wedding or it's a work event and you're needing to be there. But you know that this is going to be a very high anxiety event for you because of the amount of people or the space or the things that are, you know, might be whatever's happening at this event. So if you know that is coming up in a week, let's start thinking about things that you can do now to prepare for that event. Or what can you prepare yourself for going into that event? If you know you're going, what are some things that you can put in place? Maybe if you're in this event that's, you know, a really large place, maybe you decide to keep towards the outside of the room instead of being towards the center of the room. Maybe you make sure that you go outside and get some fresh air every so often. And those are just some things that you can do and make sure that you already have that in your mind that you're going to do prior to going, because that can actually calm your anxiety because you have a plan. So this is the part where you're actually helping prevent something big happening, meaning like maybe even getting into some sort of anxiety attack. That's not what we want. So if you know this is going to be a place that you're going to go to that's going to give you some of that anxiety, you're going to want to use some of your tools and prepare for that event. Now, what happens if you don't know something's about to happen and something happens that triggers your anxiety? Maybe there is some trauma that you've been through and there's something that comes up and that kind of brings back that trauma. And so maybe you were in a car accident and maybe you had a years ago. So you have the trauma from the car accident. And then maybe you got into and you did not get an accident, but it was a very close call. And you know, that feeling of all that adrenaline and almost like you just want to break down because of that trauma of what happened in the past coming back. Well, what can you do in that moment? What can you do in that moment that is in your toolbox that can help you through that anxiety and that heightened state of emotion? So the last thing here is, what if my anxiety changes and my strategies don't work anymore? Well, the cool thing is that you can try new things. So maybe one thing that I talk about today that might work for you, it might work for you today and it might work for you for a good 3 to 6 months. But then what happens if your anxiety changes and something changes the way that your triggers happen? Maybe something happens, a big event happens in your life and your anxiety shifts and things shift on how you are anxious or your triggers shift. Well, then your strategies, what if they don't work anymore? What used to work doesn't work anymore? Well, then you can take some of these new things or find something and adapt it to work for you. And that's the cool thing about your anxiety toolkit, is that it can change and things can be added and things can be taken away as time moves on. This is something that's going to be ever changing for you, because this is so that you can feel in control of your anxiety versus out of control. So some of the things that we might see is, like, you know, whenever we're trying to figure out what is a toolbox or a toolkit that I can use, what are some things that I can do? So if I am thinking about something that's going to happen in the future and I'm trying to prepare, so some things that you might want to do is thinking about the things that you are worried about that could happen prior to it happening, and maybe learning some ways to either prepare for those certain type of events, or even having a conversation with yourself and almost coaching yourself through those worries that are so, because sometimes our worries are far-fetched. We're like thinking the absolute worst, that in reality, we know that's never going to happen, but we worry about that. So talking yourself through those things and saying, okay, I understand that I'm worried that this might happen, but this will not happen, or this is not happening, or there's no evidence that this could happen. This is my anxiety talking, okay? So really being aware of things that are coming up in your life that could be potentially causing you, that could potentially cause you anxiety or cause your anxiety to heighten. So be very aware of that, instead of sometimes we like to not think about those things that are upcoming because it scares us, it worries us. And so instead of thinking about those and preparing for them, we push them aside and we don't really want to think about them. And then all of a sudden it's here. We haven't thought about it. We're not prepared for it. And then our anxiety is even higher. So preparing for that. If it's a flight, you know you're going to be taking a flight somewhere 2 weeks from now. Well, instead of worrying about all the things that could go wrong on that flight and worrying yourself sick up until the day and then having all the anxiety, let's kind of talk ourselves through that prior to it. And then when you get there, you can use some of these things that I'm about to tell you before, during, and after the flight to help you stay calm. So it's all about being aware of what you might need in your anxiety and what could be causing you what could cause your anxiety to heighten in the future, but just being aware of it now, instead of not wanting to think about that flight that you're going to take because that worries you and that stresses you out and it makes you scared, it makes you nervous, it gives you anxiety when you think about taking that flight because you don't like flying. And so instead you push it away, and then you wait until it's the day of, and now you're worried absolutely sick. And then you might even have an anxiety attack before you get on the plane because you didn't allow yourself to prepare beforehand. So some of the things that you could do in the event of trying to calm yourself before anxiety gets really heightened, or you actually, something happens right now and you're unprepared for it and your anxiety is triggered. Some of the things that you can do, again, these are just suggestions and this is just one list. Like, you can think of, there's tons of things that you can do. And so don't think that this is the end all be all. And also don't think that if these don't work for you, that there's nothing that's going to work for you, because we have to kind of play with what works best for you and your anxiety. But some of the things that I like to do, or some of the things that I have that my clients like to do, or I know that would be very good for our mental health in this type of state, would be to walk, go outside. If the weather's, you know, nice right now, currently it's not nice here. So go outside, get some fresh air, walk, meditate, do some mindful breathing, like sit and do a guided meditation. If you have never practiced meditation or not sure even how to do it, I know that it's scary. And especially with our anxious brains, it's hard for us to sit and be still and not do 100 other things to distract ourselves from our anxiety. But meditating is a great way to calm your anxiety. And if you're unsure of what to do, I would suggest finding an app that has guided meditations. And some of those would be Insight Timer is a really good one. And the Calm app, they're both very good to have. They have some free guided meditations on there. You can also YouTube it as well, but I would make sure that you start out with a guided meditation. Another thing is breathing, some mindful breathing, or just stopping and just really allowing yourself to just take some really deep cleansing breaths, because when we breathe, we are actually calming the amygdala. For if you remember from the first part of this series, our amygdala gets really heightened. It's kind of like an alarm going off in our brain, and we can't make good decisions from that point because we are so heightened emotionally. So when we breathe, we are actually able to calm what you might think being like an alarm part in our brain. Another thing that you can do is journal. Write down your thoughts, write down your fears, write down your worries, write down what you are worried about coming up in the next, you know, whatever this event is or the flight that you're taking, write it down. And maybe even have some affirming truths as to why this is not happening or why this is your anxiety talking and it's not actual truth. So being able to journal those feelings out is another way to calm yourself. Another thing that you can do is just get up and move your body and dance. That elevates your mood, gets out all that stagnant energy. Call a friend or a loved one who understands. Exercise, that's always a good way to get some of this out. Whether it be just like a walk, a jog, it could be, you know, taking a walk with your dog. It can be an actual strenuous workout if that's what you're, you know, if you want to. I love to hop on my Peloton and go for a ride whenever I'm feeling anxious as well. Visualize what it looks like to be calm. So I know that this sounds a little bit hard to, especially if this is not something that you're used to, but really visualizing what does it look like and feel like to be calm. Even if you're closing your eyes and you're thinking about what does it feel like to be calm right now? And then as you're visualizing, being able to step into that visualization and in starting to calm yourself by visualizing what it feels like and looks like to be calm. So these are just a handful of things that you can try. Again, these may not work for you, or maybe only a couple of them work for you, and that's fine. Maybe you know that when you go and you take a warm bubble bath, that relaxes you and makes you feel so much more calm. That's great. Whatever works for you, put that in your toolbox and understand how important it is to have that there and to understand what works for you. But I highly recommend that if you're unsure what's going to work for you, to try some of these things that I have mentioned today. And if they work, fabulous. But if they don't, that's okay. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you or that you have this weird type of anxiety. It just means that's not the right tool for you. And that's okay. All you need to do is know that that's not going to work for you and move on to the next one. Move on to trying a different exercise or a different tool and seeing how that one works and see what tools work best for you. You know, it's not always that you're going to be able to, like if you're in a certain situation, you're not going to be able to do all of these. So if you're in a certain situation and your anxiety is triggered, you may not be able to just go ahead and drop everything you're doing and exercise, right? But you might be able to stop and breathe. So being able to have a few of these that you know work for you, depending upon your circumstance, your environment, where you're at, and what you're doing, so that you know what you can actually pull out of your toolbox and use during that time. So I hope that this was helpful for you in understanding the why you need an anxiety toolbox and how you know what will work for you. And like I said, it's just a matter of trying it and seeing what works. But the last thing is I want to really encourage you. This is your action step for this episode. So now that you know what anxiety is, you know what your triggers can be, now your action step with this third one is to try something from this list that I gave you today and see if it helps the next time that you're feeling anxious. And notice if it does or it doesn't. And if it does, I want you to add that to your, you know, imaginary toolbox, okay? But if it doesn't work, then throw it out and let's try something else in the list. And I would love to hear from you. You can always DM me on Instagram. You can do a rating or review on the podcast. You can let me know any way you want to. I would love to know more about how you're applying this to your life. And if you have any questions whatsoever, please do not hesitate to reach out. I would love to talk more about how this was helpful or if you have any further questions on the anxiety toolkit. But thank you so much for listening and I will see you back in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to the You Out Loud podcast. I hope this episode was able to help you shift your mindset, take the step, or give you the little push you needed. If you loved this episode, don't forget to share it with your friends, tag us on Instagram, or leave us a rating and review over on iTunes. It is truly appreciated, and I do a little happy dance every single time. You are so important, and life is way too short to be playing small. It's time to take a chance on yourself and start living out loud.